Yeah. All right, so welcome everyone to Podcasts for Good, but this is a new thing. It's called CFD After Dark.
What?
So what we're going to do is these are side podcasts to the real podcasts we do. We don't actually have guests on this show. It's me, Philip Kerrigan, Program Manager, and...
Jerrica Ferguson, the Marketing and Development Director for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
That's right. And what we're doing is, the places we go to go training and things like that, we are actually going to record some podcasts. We're going to talk about the areas we're at. We're going to talk about like food and drink of those areas. But then we're still going to keep it CFD-focused. We're going to have community needs and the top charities and all that sort of stuff. But... we are also going to dive into more fun stuff, which is where to eat, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's great places throughout Washington State, so why not just talk about them and what we experienced while we're there?
So where are we today, Jerrica?
We're in Whatcom County, specifically Bellingham.
Bellingham.
Yep. We're up here for a local coordinator training, which is happening tomorrow, and we actually had an awesome day already in Bellingham. We met with the...
Alzheimer's Society of Washington.
Yep. Yes.
Which they were really super cool people. Excellent charity. We'll have a video produced that'll be coming out in November. It'll be a little bit different flavor than our usual videos, but it is still super cool. The people were just...
fantastic.
Lovely people.
Yeah.
They were so welcoming and so
That's
nice.
That's one of like, the best things I actually love about going to these charity spotlights that we do is actually just getting to know like the person behind the charity. I think sometimes it feels like it's missed when you just read them online or you see it in an article or you see it, you know, posted on the news or something like that of where to give. And it's finally like what I love about kind of what we have the opportunity to do is actually go and speak with those charities one-on-one and actually get to know them further than I think a lot of people do get to.
It's the rare gift that we have with this job. We get to speak to a bunch of charities that are doing really good work.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is the gift that keeps on giving.
It does, though. I mean, it can be a jokester about that that quote of words, I guess you could say, but
The
quote of words. Ridiculousness by Jerrica. Yeah. But it is one of those things where it is true. Like, I never get sick of watching our charity videos. And I haven't even been part of CFD very long. And I still love looking back at the ones that you guys featured before, like Habitat.
Sure.
Soul Illumination. Those are kind of one of my favorites that I love seeing because you just see how raw, like...
yeah.
People get to be in those videos and actually just have such an understanding deeper than what I think a lot of charities even put out themselves, you know?
Yeah, I think what's fun about it is you get to share your experiences with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are not many people that get to know charities the way we get a chance to, so that it's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, and I think it's good for the charities, too. Like, we actually get an opportunity to speak with them, and they actually get to understand who we are and why we're here. You know, I think charities sign up for CFD, and sometimes they're kind of, you know, they're new to the state in that sense. You know,
sure.
They sign up with the charities program, they see a box they can check, and they go,
all
right, well, let's do that. And then they start getting this donation and quarterly, and then they go, wait. What is this? Who's donating the money? And it's always great to see the face of a charity that sees and goes, wow, Washington State employees really do make a difference in my community and actually make a difference in my organization, which in turn goes right back to the community.
Yep. So specifically what we're doing here, aside from eating... And going to a couple of charities is actually we are planning on training our volunteers for the first time this year.
Yes.
Local coordinators in Bellingham.
For our Whatcom County state employees that are near or in Whatcom County.
That's
so
right.
If you're near the area, you can come and
Whatcom Community College.
Yep.
Is
as well
where
be.
We're doing it.
Even All today.
Right. Jerrica, let's do some trivia. All right. right, trivia about Bellingham.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You ready?
No, because I don't... I feel lost.
Well, great. So we'll do this together. Well, okay. Actually, we won't do this
well,
together.
Well, yes, you have the answers.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Number one, what fruit is the climate of Bellingham often referred to as? What fruit?
A fruit?
What fruit?
Well, I want to go with apples, but that's probably wrong because that's just Washington
That
States.
Would be wrong.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going with it?
Sure.
A fruit in this climate?
Yes. It's the blank belt of the Northwest is what they call it.
Wheat? Do they do wheat?
That's not a fruit, but a good guess.
Oh, wait, don't tell me. Wait, okay. Sorry, that was a bad answer because obviously wheat's not a fruit.
Okay.
Oh, give me a moment. Gosh, I'm thinking of like everything in Eastern Washington. Tell me.
The banana belt.
No, they're not.
Of the Northwest.
They
yes.
don't do bananas.
It's considered mild compared to surrounding areas, so it's called the banana belt.
They take care of bananas grow here.
Well, I don't know if bananas actually grow here. They call it the banana belt. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I've never gone to Trader Joe's and seen like bananas from
Bellingham based bananas.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a great name. That could be like base, like
that'd
as
be
in a like
great
like you know
Bellingham
based
bananas.
Bellingham, you just got your next band. Go for
yeah,
it.
Bellingham
Take it.
Based bananas.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What's the highest percentage of ancestry country in Bellingham?
Is it, like, Scandinavian?
It is. Second place is Scandinavian. First place is just Central European.
Not Poland. You said Central European? Mm-hmm. And, like, Germany?
Germany! 19.2% of people living in Bellingham claim their ancestry originates in Germany.
Wow, that's
second place, Norway. 7.5%.
Yeah, I have some Scandinavian blood myself, so, mm-hmm. you know, felt the vibe up here.
Bellingham was named by who?
Sir Bellingham.
Ah! Wow, that's good, actually. That's close. It's named after Sir Bellingham.
What?
Sir William Bellingham.
No way! Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He worked for the Royal Navy as a bookkeeper. His name was Sir William Bellingham.
Oh yeah, you know, I know my Bellingham history pretty well.
But it was named by George Vancouver.
Okay, George Vancouver was like part of everything, so like that's a cop-out answer. I definitely think we got that one
no,
right.
I believe that's the answer.
I think the answer was Sir Bellingham, which I was right.
No. I gave you a trick question. And said, who's named by, not
it
after.
Sounds like I still get the point on that
first
point
of all,
list.
You threw out a guess like it was just, like, you got Christmas is basically what you got on that one. You're like, Sir Bellingham, question mark?
No one in the audience saw that. As far as they know, I was really confident.
Sure, obviously, absolutely.
Pure confidence went through me of Sir Bellingham.
How point many more females live in Bellingham than males?
I'm going to actually just use the same statistic that CFD has.
What's that?
For donating.
Okay.
That 60% to 40% is more females than...
Well, no, I'm asking you for a hard number. How many more females
Like a ratio?
No, like a number. Like, are there 100 more females?
Oh! Dude, I don't know. How many more females than males? Is this like a 2010 consensus?
Oh, gosh. Now you're
so I'm sourcing your facts here. Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to guess that there is... Like, are we talking like a big number? Like 100,000?
We are talking... No, not
okay,
that.
We're talking about like in the hundreds.
We're talking about a smaller number.
In the thousands?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say there's 7,500 more.
There are 3,000 more females than there are.
I would like to see the source on that.
Oh, you'd like to see the census on that? I don't have that for you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
all
it.
I got. So I got one out of four?
No, you actually didn't get the one?
I did. It was named after him from someone that named it after him. Therefore, I got it.
No, I think we're
we'll just
making
end it
up
on
Jericho
that. Then I got one of four.
Nah, I think we're making up Jericho rules now.
Well, aren't those the right rules?
All right, so one of the things we're also going to do as we go through these communities is we're going to give our Yelp reviews, if you will, of the various establishments that we eat at.
Goodness.
And so we feel like it's a bit of a service to those
yeah.
five people who listen to podcasts for
Thank
good.
You, by the way, for my mom.
Yeah.
My dad.
Thanks, Mom.
Philip's mom and dad.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Not so much my mom. She's not tuned in.
Yeah, okay.
But my dad, he's totally
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm sure maybe our coworkers finally got the app.
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either. Calling you out right now.
Yeah, we're going to call you out, Heather and Dawn.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Download the app.
Just get the app. I mean, I know you're listening to it on our website, which you can at cfd.wada.gov.
We know that you liked us.
But, I mean...
We know that you liked it.
I sit next to you. Can you just get the app?
Get the app.
I mean, I listen to you when you're on the podcast.
I listen to your rantings.
Yeah, about Raptors. If you want to listen to that podcast...
Yeah.
Get to our website or on mm-hmm. iTunes, and you can take a listen to... Heather's Rambles of Raptors.
Raptors.
Raptor Rambles.
Yes,
that's, Raptor That Rambles. Could be a new...
Ooh.
See, look at me. Banana base, rambling raptors.
Wow.
I mean, I think that could be...
The rambling raptors is a great
name. I feel like some like brewery or something could like
sure.
take that.
Rambling raptor
like
brewery.
Like a red rambling raptor.
That's good.
Like Triceratops Brewing in Lacey could... I think they're Lacey.
All right, so let's do this. Yeah, actually, yeah, they're Rambling Raptor Amber Ale.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's take that out of the podcast. We're going to take that for our own. We're
going to
pitch it. We'll be millionaires.
Okay.
To give to charity.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about where we ate. So, for lunch, we went to this place called...
Boundary Bay Brewery.
And yeah. So, we had... You had the what burger?
So, I had the Anderson Ranch Lamb.
Ooh, wow.
And it was delicious
okay.
because I think a portion of that deliciousness was on a pretzel bun.
And I had this salmon sandwich, which
you got the salmon burger.
Salmon burger, which was great. It had like this pesto, and the salmon was cooked really well. You could tell they seasoned it pretty well. And then I had the roasted potatoes.
Okay, the roasted potatoes
which
were one of the top
out of this world
top portion.
Yes.
Of that.
So if you're going to Boundary Bay. And you order your thing, order whatever entree you order, and they ask you, do you want a salad, fries, or the roasted potatoes? You roll with roasted potatoes.
100%.
Stuff is good.
I gotta say this, though. I think that they thought about it, because if you don't recall, we actually ordered salads.
And they gave us the roasted
Remember,
potatoes?
Remember, he asked, do you want a side salad? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you want the house seasoning?
The vinaigrette.
The vinaigrette. Right. And right. I was like, yeah, I'll take that. And then, thank God...
And then you got the potatoes.
Thank God I got the potatoes, because that was 100 times better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's really, truly what I needed.
No, we are not Yelm critics.
Yeah.
We are not on the show Chopped. I don't pretend to have this amazing palate.
I'm no, like, Hell's Kitchen, you know? I'm not Ramsay.
Hell's Kitchen.
I mean, I'm not like that.
Wow, Hell's Kitchen. Okay.
I went there.
Well, all right, let's talk
about
that.
I mean, I'm pretty much, like, less than Junior Chopped at my own skills.
Let's talk about that.
I can bake.
What are you your favorite cooking shows? Go.
Oh, first off and foremost, the Great British Bake Off.
Oh, that's right.
Is
that's
number one. You and I have talked about it in the
yes.
past. Like number uno one.
Yep.
Second, I really really enjoyed. Okay, I'm blanking on it, but it's like that classic one where it's like the two top chef. Is it called Top Chef?
Is it Iron Chef?
Iron Chef. I really liked that when it first came out. Got a little much for me later.
Where they got like, it was like almost like it was like crazy lighting and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It got a little intense. Like I felt stressed watching it.
Sure.
Like, oh my God, are they going to beat the clock? And of course they do. They're chefs. Like, duh. And then I really do enjoy Chopped.
Yeah, you can't go wrong
with
Chopped.
What about you? Those are my top three.
So Chopped is my number one.
Yeah.
Chopped by a landslide.
Yeah.
I actually, my entire, like, family is like, I can't believe you're watching Chopped again. And I'm like, why not? It's a new episode.
Right. Like, hello.
It's grilltastic.
Yeah. So growing up.
Yes.
On Sundays, my dad, like my family, we would watch actually Julia Child.
Wow.
Yeah, like Sunday, like mid-morning.
Holy cow.
That would be on. My dad would be like starting to like prepare
dinner. Welcome to the
dinner.
1950s.
Oh, yeah. All about that butter and salt, you know?
Wow.
A little wine in there.
Yeah, sure. Okay, and then, so that was really good. We highly recommend Boundary Bay for those folks who come in and are looking for food. So, so we are in Bellingham to do a little bit of work.
Some work.
Some work.
Yeah.
And we want to go over some of the different things we see. This is something we're going to do in the communities we go to. We're going to talk a little bit about the community needs and then the charities we see that receive the most money from the CFD. So the top five charities in Whatcom County in 2016 that got money from the combined fund drive were the Bellingham Food Bank, which received $9,500, just a little bit over. Whatcom Community College Foundation, which received just a hair over $7,400. Bellingham Technical College Foundation, that received $6,500. The Lighthouse Mission Ministries, which received $5,200. And Whatcom Humane Society, which received $4,100. So a kind of eclectic mix of charities from Whatcom County.
Yeah, can I actually, I'm going to break down the numbers a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Please do.
Okay, so for the Bellingham Food Bank that raised, that gets $9,500 for Whatcom County, actually 8,300, did you notice, 8,300 of that actually comes from Western Washington University's employees. So if you didn't know, state employees are also not just considered from the state, but they're also through universities and retirees is part of who donates through the CFD. And so 8,300 of that. And even further than that, $5,100 of that Bellingham Food Bank actually goes to the alternative hunger portion of the Bellingham Food Bank from Western Washington University. And then actually of the Lighthouse Mission Ministries, the $5,200 of that, $3,600, just a little bit changed more than that, goes actually from Western Washington University, from those donors, to Lighthouse. And then, I mean, I think it's incredible. It kind of shows that the campus is a part of, is a part of that community of donating as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of Western Washington University, one of the things that Western Washington University came out with was a 2016 residential survey. Apparently they do this every year. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of counties don't. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
I don't think that they do. I don't know that there are counties that are as connected to these sort of residential surveys. Yeah. So they took this survey and it kind of illustrated the main community needs, among others. Because if you dive into this survey, which we'll post to the site when we put up this podcast, among other things, homelessness was the number one sort of community need that was here in Bellingham. Again, that's based on the findings from the Western Washington University 2016 residential study. 55% of the residents listed a homelessness, either number one or number two, as the top challenges facing Bellingham.
Wow.
I think that's interesting because obviously you can connect Bellingham Food Bank to homelessness. But, I mean, the Community College Foundation and the Technical College Foundation and the Humane Society don't necessarily illustrate the direct link between giving and the need that people see.
Right, right. And I'm curious, too, like, you know, about that perception, right? There's, I think, a lot of times donors sometimes may perceive something that they recognize as a challenge in their community, which I think is important that they recognize. So there's many challenges of like what the survey actually really dives into. But it's also one of those things where when you do recognize this, or when you do look at this survey, you say 55% said it's either their one or two top challenges is homelessness. And you don't actually see a specific homelessness charity being donated to, at least in our top five. I mean, there's others. It's kind of eye-opening, you know what I mean? Where, obviously the food bank is very helpful for a lot of families that need that, whether, you know, you are don't have home security or food security. But it's kind of eye-opening to see what people are donating to.
I know. And then the other one is renewable energy, right?
Yeah.
69% of the residents think it's extremely important or very important for the city to promote the use of renewable energy.
Yeah.
Yet that is not reflected
in the donations.
In their giving patterns.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
so
that's
where that comes from. I feel like, is it the fact that folks are currently giving to the Bellingham Food Bank because they see that as a need, or Whatcom Humane Society, or or something like that. Yeah. And then they say to themselves, well, I'm giving to this thing that I recognize as a need, but we still have these other needs.
I'm curious if they just see that, you can also see it in, you know, your own hometown, right? Like, you can say that this is very important, but this is maybe a government response that needs to start taking action.
Good point.
Where I see, like, I'm willing to help, right? I want to help my charity of choice here locally, because I see there's a challenge, but I do recognize that my leadership should be taking action, and also my needs of seeing, as like this example, renewable energy. But I do have some upcoming events if you want to talk about those.
I do want to talk about
those. Right. So our upcoming events for CFD, and we give a big shout out to our CFD volunteers throughout the state for putting these magnificent events on, because without them, we wouldn't be running. So our upcoming one is ESD Softball Tournament. It's on August 26th. Where is it at, Philip?
Brennan Park in Auburn.
Yes. So if you are in an agency, definitely contact ESD if you're interested in doing that. They maybe could squeeze you in. We also have a football ticket online auction. We got Seahawks tickets.
Oh yeah, so we got Seahawks tickets.
Like, do you wanna talk about that, or are you just gonna yawn over there?
So we have Seahawks tickets. We have Apple Cup tickets.
Oh yeah,
which will be at the Husky Stadium this year
for two non UW or WSU fans.
Yeah, we have no.
But we still are West versus East.
We have no skin in the game.
No, but I mean, you went to Evergreen. I went to Eastern,
fighting Gooey Ducks.
Yeah, an eagle could eat you.
I think almost anything alive can eat Gooey Ducks.
Have you ever seen a Gooey Duck?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, but I mean, like on the beach.
I know what you're saying.
Okay,
You don't have to go there. Every person who went to Evergreen knows exactly why they picked the Gooey Duck as the logo. All
right. Golfer Veterans Tournament is on September 16th. This is actually a really fun one. We've been doing a Golf for Good tournament throughout the state. If you're in the Spokane area, please hit us up if you have ideas for golf tournaments out in eastern Washington, not necessarily Spokane. But we would love to hear from you, state employees that are your volunteers for CFD.
Correct.
Trying to get one out there.
Yep.
And then on September 23rd, we have Run CFD, which is a 5K fun run around Capitol Lake in Olympia, Washington. Shout out to Country Financial for sponsoring that that run. We really do appreciate that. And those proceeds are actually going to Homeless Backpacks, which helps with youth hunger in schools in Mason, Pierce, and Thurston County. It's pretty cool.
So. Correct, correct.
Yeah.
So that is it, folks. We want to thank you for listening to the first ever CFD After Dark.
After Dark.
Yeah,
there. I don't know. We'll come up with some cool, like.
Yeah, we'll do something.
We'll do some cool music.
We'll do some cool music in and out. Yes.
Yeah. Probably not music. That. That's way too like techno disco. Like, yeah, we're going to a rave. Yeah, or like, yeah. Soul fill. If you didn't hear that, soul it's soul fill.
Soul fill. Hit me on the ones and twos.
We'll end at that. Thank you so much for listening. And take care. Have a good night.
All right. See you later.